Geek Out!
Woo!
Oh, yeah!
Hello, and thank you everyone for joining us for yet another episode of our Geek Out podcast. My name is Spaniard, also known as Eddie, and with me, as always, the only person to run literally 100 miles an hour in just 2 feet to grab water, Tisa Bobisa.
Yes, welcome everyone. Thank you so much for joining our live podcast episode on Facebook. Wonderful. So much to talk about tonight. I am so excited. I have so much energy. I had like 42 donuts at work today, Spaniard.
42?
Sugared up. Okay. Yes, I had to run and get water because this episode I'm going to be talking like so much because I am so excited. I had to get water. Hydration is key. Yes, Abigail. That's right. Welcome exactly. Everyone who's joining us. Okay. So this week, today, actually.
Today!
I'm just gonna roll it out, Spaniard. Sorry, I'm stealing the fucking helm right now.
Do it.
Everyone knows. Today, Disney Plus launched.
Woo!
This morning. Wow. So excited. Okay, so it had a little bit of a rocky start, guys. Okay, so for those of you who were, you know, trying to watch some streams or whatever, Mandalorian, while you're supposed to be working, shame on you, but I don't blame you because I was trying to do it too. There were lots of reports and complaints about how the app actually crashed several times this morning because just Disney was overwhelmed with the feedback that they got on the launch. So congratulations to them on a little bit of a rocky beginning, but a successful launch nonetheless. I'm
absolutely
excited.
Oh yeah, definitely. I was up, Tisa Bobisa. I was up until midnight, and then I got up at like 5 o'clock this morning. Why, you may ask? Well, you know, I have to be, you know me, I have to be one of those people to say I did it first. And I did. So I was one of the very first people. I was like refreshing the Google Play Store for the fucking Disney Plus Store app. I was logged in on my Google Chrome for my PC.
So it was your fault.
It was probably you.
And everyone else in the world like you. You guys are the reason why it fucking crashed. Congratulations.
Exactly. But holy shit monkeys. Okay, let's just talk about, like, we knew going into this how amazing this streaming service was going to be. How epic that it was going to be, bringing new content, bringing back old content, and bringing back like superior classics that literally you can't find unless you dust off the VHS that you had like years ago, right? So, but like what caught my eye, and it almost brought a tear. You know, it takes a lot for me to cry, Tisa Bobisa, but it almost brought a tear, okay, tear to my eye, was the fact that I'm looking through this and I had no fucking idea, no idea whatsoever that the original X-Men cartoon series is on here. And as soon as I saw that, it like took my breath away. I was like,
yes!
Are you shitting me? This is on here. Like, this was my childhood. Like, I remember it.
Tell me you watched at least one episode.
It's the only thing I've watched so far, because right after that, I had to get up, I had to do some things, get the podcast ready, get the thumbnail, because now we're doing everything live, so everything has to be thrown at you at the front. Oh, God.
That's right, you guys.
But as soon as I got back, my wife and I tonight are going to watch The Mandalorian. I can't wait. Episode one. I can't wait. I've been hearing awesome things about it. So it's just going to be awesome. It's just going to be like so freaking epic. There's so much stuff. My wife is really excited. She wants to watch Lady and the Tramp because Lady and the Tramp is one of her favorite Disney movies of all time. So we're going to be watching that too. There's so much stuff. So let's dive into it. Let's just take a
swan dive. You said you started out with X-Men, the animated series, from, what, the 90s? I think it came out like 91, 92, something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
How stoked were you? Because I don't know about you, Spaniard, but when I watch a series that I haven't seen since my wee lad years.
Wee lad.
Yes, just a wee lass. I was just a wee little babe. When I hear the theme songs to these shows, and it has been so long since I've seen them, I get so excited because it all comes back to you, right? All those memories kind of lay dormant in your mind. And then when you hear it, it's like instant. You immediately know the tune, the melody, the lyrics to every single one of those series, right? So like when you heard the tune, because how does it go? Like, how does it go? Like the intro, right?
Oh,
yes. When you hear the music, did it get you so excited like you were a kid again?
I tell you what, I almost peed myself. I just couldn't. I couldn't believe like the amount of content that is on this streaming service. And you're probably thinking, well, it's stuff we've already seen, stuff like that. It's the same thing you could say with Hulu, with Netflix, but this is like classic stuff. Like this is stuff that I literally have to go on YouTube and search for it. I have to go on, you know, like to some like comic book store to go and find it. Like to have that at my realm. And this is just this. I'll get to the biggest part later here in a bit. But it's just seeing that, I was just like, wow. Like I was so stoked. Like I bought the annual. The annual subscription. And I have to say, even though I haven't watched just but one episode of something on it thus far, just seeing everybody, like I've been seeing people say, oh my gosh, The Mandalorian. A lot of people are like, oh, The Simpsons, A Lost My Life. Some people are watching old school movies back from the 30s. I've seen some people with the Pixar. They're like, oh my God, I've never seen this Pixar movie. It's on here. I get to watch it. Just seeing like how many different types of genres and people like Disney is collaborating to makes yeah. this super worth it. Like super, super worth it.
Yes. Oh my God. So we're just starting out with the X-Men animated series, but there's a ton of just variety in everything you could possibly imagine. They even break it down. I love the breakdown, by the way.
Yes.
I love how they have it organized. It's nice and clean. Like, I feel like Netflix is just too fucking complicated sometimes.
Too complicated.
And Disney just kept it very simple. Like, here, here, here. That's all you need in life. That's it.
That's it. You know?
Yep. I like it. I love the simplicity. It's clean. It's beautiful. It's familiar. It's not some alienated, different format that we don't know how to fucking navigate through. They kept it simple, just like, you know, Netflix and Hulu. I like that they kept that theme. I love the way it looks. I love the color scheme. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful app. And like you said, I've been seeing nothing but Disney Plus all over social media today.
That's it. All so, day. All day.
It took over the internet, which is amazing. That's how they did it right.
Yes.
So,
yes, yes, yes.
Obviously, guys, this episode is probably going to be dominated by Disney Plus. We wanted to just kind of talk about it because it did launch this morning. Kind of a big deal. In fact, the reason why we're a little late getting live is because legit, Spaniard, I was sitting here texting my sister Vanessa, who's listening right now. Hey, Vanessa. We were texting back and forth about all the shit that we saw on Netflix, or Jesus Christ, shoot me now, on Disney Plus. Right? Like, we're just sitting here going, oh my God, there's this. Oh my God, go look at this. There's this. So when we were younger, there was this movie. She actually put it in the comments right now. It was called Max Keeble's Big Move. Now, I'm not sure. It was kind of like one of those like low-key movies that never really made it big. Mm-hmm. But my sister and I, we must have seen this movie 100,000 times. Like, we watched it over and over and over. And it was so corny. Like, so, you know, but kids don't care. Kids will watch any bullshit on Disney, right? So we watched the shit out of that movie, laughed every single time. So when my sister saw it on Disney Plus, she's like, oh my God. I think she probably like scared the shit out of Tawan, her boyfriend right now. Like, she said she saw it on there and she screamed bloody murder. Like, she screamed at the top of her lungs because she was so excited. And then she texts me. She's like, in all caps, right? She's like, oh my fucking God, it said it isn't allowed to watch until December 2020. What the fuck? I'm suing. She said she's suing Disney Plus because she can't watch the movie for 2 years. Or
good luck, Vanessa. You'll right? get you'll get countersued.
I thought that was hilarious. I'm like dying laughing. But yeah, so again, you know, there's a whole throwback section, guys.
Yes.
And a lot of people were asking questions about, well, what if I already have Hulu? A lot of people are trying to do that combo thing where mm-hmm. you can get Plus and Hulu for like, what, $13 or something like that a month?
Yeah.
Which is an amazing deal because trying to subscribe to both of them separately is going to cost you more money. You might as well just roll it all together in one payment, which is amazing. From what I've heard and read on lots of reviews and things like that, I know that they're trying to keep Disney Plus somewhat clean, like family friendly, and all their adult stuff they're going to kind of keep on Hulu. So that's why they're encouraging people to get both subscriptions. If it's too kiddy for you, but you kind of want the Disney stuff, maybe your best bet is to try and get both. So, but yeah, I mean, the lineup and the launch is ridiculous. Like, my mind was blown.
It's unreal. Just the amount of content. Like, I'm looking at it right now, and I'm like, how did I not see this morning? Like, I feel like they added more stuff since this morning. Like, it's crazy. My wife is super stoked about Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast. She wanted to watch those.
They released all the, you know, the Disney Vault.
Yes. Yeah.
Which, by the way, that is it. It's annoying, but it's genius.
What it they is. Did. Like, yes.
They must have planned for this decades in advance. They're like, we're going to hold these movies that everyone loves, our best fucking movies. We're going to hold them hostage for 25 years until we can release them into the wild and we're going to make billions.
Billions.
Like, that's what they did. They're like, okay, we're going to drop the bomb. And man, all the vault movies are out. Cinderella, Snow White, fucking Lady and the Tramp, Aladdin, Lion King, like everything is on there. It's really everything. Amazing. All the classics. Amazing, right? So, okay, so you told us the very first thing that you watched on Disney Plus was the X-Men animated series from the 90s, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, so I think it's funny because out of all the new content that they have that they're really pushing, you want to know the first thing that I watched on Disney Plus? Oh, you're close!
Oh, damn it!
Close.
Oh,
it wasn't DuckTales, but you're so goddamn
Darkwing
close.
Darkwing Duck?
Yes!
Yes!
I watched on Disney Plus was Darkwing Duck. I love Darkwing Duck, guys.
Yes.
Like, it is amazing. I could just listen to the theme song, like, Darkwing Duck, when there's trouble, you call D.W. What's her name? D.W.? D.W.? I don't know.
No,
whatever.
No idea.
But that whole theme song is my jam. I love it. I that's the first thing I watched. And then we watched an old Disney movie called Xenon. I watched it with the kids before they went to bed. Oh, man. So much fun. I can't wait to just dive in and explore more tomorrow. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, like, you know what? I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed only because, like, I feel like I've lost my nerdyism, right? Yes, I just made that up. And because of the fact that, like, why didn't I take off today? I should have taken off so I could have explored, you know, the freaking Disney Plus. Because here's why. So, like I said, I love the X-Men animated series, and they have some other animated X-Men and, like, Spider-Man. The old Spider-Man series is on there. But then, you know me. Everybody knows by now who listens to the podcast. I'm all about the Star Wars. The whole reason I got Disney Plus was solely for Mandalorian, and I have yet to watch the first episode. But!
You failed!
But I'm going to watch it tonight, so no worries. We'll be all good. But I click on the Star Wars topic, and what the fuck is this? Every Star Wars movie, and then And then every fucking Star Wars thing you could think of. Fucking Star Wars Legos is on here. The Star Wars Clone Wars, which I did watch the first two seasons, and now I can catch up on the rest of them. And then Star Wars Rebels, which I've heard nothing but good things about. Like, seriously, seriously good things. And then they got all this other stuff. I'm like, holy shit. And like Cora was saying over here, she can't wait to binge watch Star Wars movies all in chronicle. I'm gonna do the same thing. I might just stream myself watching Star Wars in chronological order, because holy shit, I was just
is gonna be one long ass stream.
Yes, it and it'll just be me. I'm just gonna put the camera on me, just eating popcorn, choking.
By the end of
times.
The week, you're gonna stink to high heaven, yes. Like with a beard down to your knees. You're gonna be looking like a bum.
Oh, man, it's. It's so cool. I'm stoked. And the cool part is they released like five originals like right now, which Mandalorian is one of them. They got a couple other shows that are out too, but they do have some that are coming out next month, like you were saying. Doesn't come out until December, some things, and then they have some things that are coming out later. But just think about it this way too. Anything Disney, meaning like everyone who just watched and loved Maleficent, like the second Maleficent, right? Like when that one comes out, it's going to be on here and we will be watching it. So it's just like anything now that you can think of Disney-wise that will be coming out. The next Star Wars movie that comes out in December. You know, we got Cruella coming out next year, the live action, which looks really cool. You know, really, really cool. Yeah. You know, stuff like that. It's now like, oh my gosh, now I don't have to worry about, oh, like how am I going to get her? How am I going to rewatch it? Like you own the service, you're going to get a full package. And it's a feel good. Like I think this is the first streaming service that I got. I'm looking at the stuff and I'm like, man, this feels good. And the fact that I was doing, you know me, I like to do all like the background checks and everything like that, and I'm like, holy shit, you can make 7 profiles. Who else can you make like 7 freaking profiles for onto there? And which icon avatar? Let's guess what you chose as your avatar, okay? Guess.
You want me to guess for you?
Yes.
I didn't look at them all, but I'm gonna guess. It better not be the same as mine. Okay, you go first. You go first for me.
For you? Okay. Yeah. If you guys want to join us too, if you've seen the avatars, these are the avatars for the profiles that you can choose for yourself and obviously for whoever else that you want to, who do you think I would have and who do you think Tisa Bubisa would have? Tisa Bubisa, who would you have? Man, this is tough because you like a lot of stuff. If I had to pick, like just by looking at just the main ones, like just right off the back and stuff like that, I would either have to say it would either be the Darkwing Duck, Maleficent, or what was the other one that I was gonna guess? Jack Skellington from The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Solid guesses. I'm not going to tell you the answer right now because I see that, because obviously there's a little bit of a delay for the live people listening.
True. Peter Pan.
They're also guessing.
Peter Pan? That's a guess.
I saw it. Okay, Abby, okay. That is a solid guess. Okay, so guys, keep guessing. I'm paying attention to the comments on our live feed on Facebook, and I will tell you the answer in a couple minutes. So,
okay.
So you guessed who? You guessed Darkwing Duck, Maleficent, and who was the third one?
Jack Skellington. Those are the ones.
Those are really good guesses, but all of them are wrong.
All of them
are wrong because, first of all, I don't want to give any. I'm not going to give any hints out because I'll give myself away. So how about you? Let's see. I don't have in front of me the choices. So let me pull up my what are the okay. Off the top of my head, I know it's Star Wars. So is Boba Fett one of the choices?
I mean, somewhat, yes. I guess you could say it's a whatchamacallit.
Or the Mandalorian or whatever.
Yeah. Like a bounty hunter. Right.
One of the bounty hunters. Okay, so it's either that or one of the stormtroopers or are any of the X-Men part of the options? Like, is there a Wolverine?
I don't see a Wolverine, but if there was one, I would be sad that I missed it for sure.
Right. Okay. So am I close?
You're close. I will say.
Was I wrong?
You're wrong. You're wrong, but you're close. Let's see.
I bet you I could guess it if I had it in front of me, but I don't have the icon in front of me.
A car is like my icons are. Okay, I think yours might be Groot. Not Groot. Abby
Ooh,
guessed Yoda. If it isn't Scar, I'm annoyed. It's not Scar, Vanessa. Jonathan guessed Iron Man. Not Iron Man. That one probably would have been, I would say Iron Man would have been top five. So that's a good guess, Jonathan. That's a good guess.
Okay,
that's...
my sister, Vanessa, I think she's guessing for me.
For you, okay.
For me, Darth Vader, Scar, or Groot. Okay, so I will tell you guys that Abby, I'm going to say this. If I did not see a Peter Pan. So if there is a Peter Pan, I'm going back and I'm changing it right now. But I didn't see it, so I don't think that's an option. But I did see Scar, Groot, and Darth Vader, and one of those three is the correct avatar that I picked. So my sister got it right, just one of the three. So I'm going to say that. So what about you, Spaniard? What was your icon? Because I don't know.
It's Darth Vader.
You shit!
Yes!
You motherfucker!
No, you can't! No, hold on. You can't. Who is the bigger Star Wars person here?
Oh, please.
You can't fucking say, oh my god, we chose the fucking same. There's a billion choices and you pick Darth Vader. What the?
Yes!
What the? Fuck! See,
this is why
we do the podcast together. We disagree on every fucking thing, and the 1 in 100th chance that we have the same goddamn avatar. Fuck! Now we gotta change it. Now we gotta change it.
So,
no, I'm just kidding.
Just to clarify, guys, we picked the same exact avatar, which was Darth Vader.
Yes.
Again, I didn't really take the time to scroll through all the avatars because I was just in a rush to go and, like, watch shit. So I did not see that there was a Peter Pan. So apparently Abby is saying there is a Peter Pan. I want Peter Pan. So there you go. You can be Darth Vader since you freaking have to have it.
Yeah, see, and Phil knows. Edison is Vader. Remember his wedding photo. Yes, thank you, Phil.
Hey, just because I don't have some poor bastard putting a ring on my finger doesn't mean that I don't like him any less, okay, Phil? He's a little biased because he's your cousin, so, right?
Vanessa said, mine will be Kylo. Yep, you and three other people.
He is throwing mad shade at my sister, guys. Vanessa, don't you let him talk to you like that. Oh.
Cora, there's so many options. There's literally thousands. Okay. So I made two other profiles because I knew immediately little Ira would, you know, want to, you know, be all over that, I figured.
Uh-huh.
And then my wife. So for my wife, I did Lady. For Lady and the Tramp, so because that's
Wait,
like I said.
Did you let her pick her own?
No, I said which one do you want, and she said Lady. So there she is.
Okay.
She's Lady. But I did pick Ira's. Who do you think I picked for Ira?
A princess? Is it one of the princesses?
It is.
Is Elena of Avalor of one of them?
She might be. I'm sure every Disney princess is on here.
Is it Ariel?
It's not Ariel, no.
Which one? Oh, you put Leia, didn't you?
I didn't.
I have no idea. Which one?
It's Anna from
Ooh,
Frozen.
Good choice.
Yes,
so we made all three of us profiles as well. Adeline picked Simba because she's obsessed with the Lion King.
Okay, nice.
And
nice.
Ira picked one of the Descendants, which is a musical live action that Disney
Yes.
So she picked one of the Descendants. So yes, we all have our own profiles as well. And that's exciting. I love that. Okay, so let's talk about this lineup that they've got. So we have several things that we're excited about looking at. I know that you guys are too. One of the things that we were looking at was gargoyles as well.
Oh my God.
Yes. So, guys, I know we have an abundant range of ages here, so not everybody can appreciate the wonder that is Gargoyles.
Oh, my gosh.
If you've never seen it, you have to check it out. It's like one of the coolest cartoons ever created. It's amazing.
It is absolute. And they have three seasons. I don't know if the three seasons is every season. I assume it is. I hope so. It says from 1994 to 1996. It sounds accurate. So three seasons, amazing. And I'm just Gargoyles. Like, I remember, like, listening to this first in Spanish. And then later on, when I came here, you know, to the States, like, listening to it here, and I'm just looking at this, and I might be watching one while we do this podcast right now. Who knows? That's how big of a nerd I am.
Well, now we know. If he takes too long to reply, he's not paying attention to us, ladies and gentlemen. But I don't blame him, because, Jesus, like you said, you know what? That's actually a really good idea. Why didn't we both take off today? We could have done, like, a live stream of us just fucking geeking out over all the shows.
I know. That's why it was a fail. It was a fail. I don't know.
So, apparently, I'm reading these comments on our live feed here on Facebook, and apparently your cousin is saying that he says that Disney Plus isn't worth it. Or something. He's not impressed.
Who, Phil? First of all, Phil is my cousin, but he is family. Second of all,
he's not your cousin.
No, he's one of my best friends.
I thought you said he was. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Phil.
It's okay. We're family. We're family. It's all good. We're better than cousins. He says Disney Plus equals weapon of mass destruction. I don't disagree with that. I mean, it literally blew up the internet, and then it froze, right? It shut down. So, I mean, he's not wrong.
He's freaking almost exploded.
It's so, you know.
So, I'm just saying, I think that it's going to be an amazing investment. I already have 2 years paid.
Hey.
I have
matters.
2 years. Well, I told you guys in the last, I think, two episodes ago, how I had this huge drama that happened with my whole Disney Plus subscription. I ended up paying, like, the night before I went to bed, I was like, okay, I really need to subscribe for this. Let me go ahead and pay for it. I paid for the whole year because that's, like, the better deal, right? Whatever. And then the next fucking day, they announced that all people on an unlimited plan with Verizon Wireless get a free year.
Free?
To Disney Plus. I was losing my mind, guys. I was like, what? I just paid $70 a year last night. But anyway, I called them. They've got phenomenal. I just slapped myself in the face and it hurt. Oh my God.
Jesus. Wait till afterwards. Jeez.
Well, this is what happens when I'm using my hands. Like, I use my hands to talk. Anyways, I got it resolved, guys. Ow, my face hurts now. Anyway, yeah, so I already have 2 years subscribed. I'm not disappointed. I'm excited. I really am. So,
What did you put on your watch list? You had to have put stuff already on your watch list.
I put Simpsons. I put what else? I put Star Wars, one of the old ones, because I want to watch the old ones.
Okay.
And I put Darkwing Duck.
Mm-hmm.
And I really haven't given a whole lot of time to scroll. I just looked through just like the main panel, mm-hmm. but it's just like Netflix. When you click on one item, it lists like a whole bunch of other shit that yes. you might like to watch. That's like it. That wasn't on the main page. And I'm like, wait, my mind can't accept. Like, I can't process all this right now. If I click on this, even more awesomeness is about to pop up.
Yes. Very true.
And that's how it happens. You go through that rabbit hole, right? It's just like YouTube. You go on YouTube, you watch a funny video, and then before you know it, it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you've got to get up in 2 hours to go to work.
God damn it.
It happens to the best of us, right? So,
true.
You know, I like that they set it up like that because that's always very helpful. Because honestly, scrolling through shit is exhausting. I want you to just tell me what to watch. Just tell me.
just start playing and then we'll be like, well, shit. This seems good. We'll just keep doing it. We'll just sit here. We're too lazy to change it. I'll just keep watching it. That's it. That's all it should be.
And I don't know if Disney Plus is going to have that thing that Netflix has, because I don't know about you, but have you guys ever sat there and watched Netflix for so long that it will have that pop-up screen that says, hello, loser, are you still sitting on your fat ass watching this, or should we just turn it off? And I'm like, listen, Netflix, you freaking piece of shit. Don't judge me in my life. I'm single and alone, okay? I don't have a life. Yes, I'm still watching it. And then I hit okay. But like, I don't think that's right. I think Disney should just let us stream as we please. Hopefully it doesn't have the pop-up. I don't like that pop-up.
We'll have to test it. We'll have to test it. We'll have to test it just to see what happens. But
well, you know, we'll test it with Mandalorian, because we're going to be binging that one.
Oh, God. Like, I can't wait. I'm like so stoked. There's a lot of series on here, like animated stuff that I've never seen. I've got a Guardians of the Galaxy. Didn't even know really that they made like an anime/cartoon of Guardians of the Galaxy. I love Guardians of the Galaxy, so that's gonna be cool. They got a Fantastic Four that I've heard nothing but great things about. Of course, I've got all the goddamn Star Wars stuff, even though I've watched it like 70 billion times, and of course The Mandalorian. And you know, there's some other stuff that I'm really interested in that I never got to see, you know. And so it'll be really good to, you know, to give it a chance and see exactly, you know, what would it be. Dumbo's on here. I never saw it, but you know, it wasn't one that I was interested in. But now if I'm feeling like, oh, you know, I could waste an hour and 30 minutes, you know, I've got chores to do, boom, I got Dumbo in the background, you know. It's the convenience of how clean this is too, from PC to the app, because I was testing the app this morning, because I have a Android phone and I have you know, the Chromecast, which I absolutely love. The easiest thing, just swap it, bam, put it on a TV, you can go out, switch it out, bam, put it on another TV. It's clean. I like it. And that's what I was testing this morning. I wanted to see how easy it was to function, I can mute the volume, go back. You know, it had a little bit of delay when I was testing it, but not too much. I would say probably a 5-second delay from my phone to the TV. But still pretty good. I wouldn't say it's any different than anything like Netflix or Hulu or anything like that, but solid. So I'm looking forward to seeing, like I said, the rest of this stuff. We got Frozen 2 coming out, you know, in a couple weeks. So when that comes out, there's just so much stuff, Tisa Bobisa. Like, ridiculous amount of stuff here that you'll start watching this stuff. And I feel the great thing about, you know, and one that brought it up was what Cora had mentioned here. I feel like when you start watching this stuff, you're not just going to watch it and be like, oh, you know, like, that was good. You're going to watch it and be like, man, how old was I when I first watched this? Or what was I doing when I first watched this? You know, like, how good of memories it brings back. Because, like, Goofy Movie. I love Goofy Movie. Hell, and seeing that on here, I had some great times watching Goofy Movie with family and friends. So I know when I watch that, I'll just be just laughing my ass off, especially, you know, I think it's the second one where he does like the disco dance, Goofy. That's like one of my favorite all-time scenes of any movie. Okay, any movie,
I know.
It is that scene. It is just so damn good. It's just.
If you guys have never seen the second Goofy movie, just go do yourself a favor. Go on YouTube and watch. Just put in Goofy Movie 2 disco dancing scene. It is so adorable. It is amazing. He's wearing bell bottoms like Saturday Night Live, John Travolta style, and they are just tearing up the dance floor, dude. Ooh. Like, amazing moves. I'm like, look at Goofy getting his groove on with this girl, getting his flirt on. I loved it. I thought it was awesome. It is a great movie. So, like I said, it's just, the options are unlimited. And of course, I mean, not everything's going to be available at this time, but
right.
I think it's kind of cool that we have other stuff to look forward to.
Yes.
Because who the fuck has time to sit there and watch everything all at once? I mean, I'm sure it can be done, but shit, we got shit to do. We have to adult.
Okay? Oh, do we have to? Do we have to?
Yes, we have to adult. That's part of our, you know, growing as people. But anyway, I am ready. So I know that we talked about Disney Plus for quite a bit. Did you want to add anything else, or do you want to move on? Because we have other stuff we have to talk about tonight.
Yeah, no, I think We're going to be talking about some things here and there throughout our, you know, future episodes of Disney Plus. So we definitely wanted to mention that we're on board with it. Really enjoying it so far, even though we've only touched the tip of the surface.
Just the tip,
people. Remember that. It'll save your life. But yeah, no, let's get into some of the things. The first trailer I want to talk about, okay, is the Scooby-Doo trailer. Teaser movie.
Oh my God, my heart melted. My heart melted. Oh my God, I almost had a tear in my eye. A tear.
It's beautiful. First of all, it's such a pleasure to see something that used to watch back in the day as animation or what have you. And then, you know, it's had some live action, you know, remakes, and I don't think I've seen all of them. I don't know how many there were. And obviously they redid it a couple times, but you know, this is like starting from the beginning, and you know, they're like, oh, you know, rebooting a series, blah, blah, blah. But for some reason, this animation, it just glows. And I don't
know.
It's
beautiful.
I just don't know if it's because of like, you know, like the style of the animation that it went to, or, you know, how they did Scooby in this one. Now, I agree with a lot of people just from the trailer. Scooby-Doo definitely talked a lot more than we used to. But, you know, it's a hard for me. I can look it over because everything else from the trailer that I saw, I absolutely loved. So what was your favorite part about it?
The entire fucking thing.
The entire
trailer. Guys, go on YouTube. I'm telling you, I'm giving you a list of shit to go on YouTube to watch. If you haven't seen the Scooby trailer, it's going to make you feel like butter that's been sitting on the counter for a whole day and you forgot to put it in the fucking refrigerator. Like, you're gonna be such a softie after you're done watching this, because if you watched Scooby-Doo as a kid, you're gonna really appreciate what they did with it. I know that he's talking a lot, but honestly, I loved it. I like that he talks. I think it's adorable. I think it's awesome, because Scooby-Doo, first of all, when I was a kid, I didn't know what the fuck he was saying half the time. All I heard when I was a kid was I'm like, what the fuck? If it weren't for Shaggy, like, repeating everything, he's like, Scoob, you want a Scooby snack? Okay. Like, I would never know what he was saying. So I'm kind of glad that they kind of gave Scooby a voice, because he is kind of like the main focus, right? So.
Right.
Cool. I loved, first of all, when they were kids and how they met on the beach, just, it just made me happy, because it's, you know, there's this whole movement going on right now of just showing people kindness. It's a big deal right now, showing each other kindness. And I think that that's really cute. Like, how they met, they became friends, and then he gave him the collar, and he's like, I'm never going to take it off. Oh, I loved it. I loved it. And you know what? I was telling Spaniard this. I feel like the music was amazing in that trailer. It wasn't just emotional, but it was bouncy and fun, and it was energetic. It kept my attention. So whoever did that trailer, bravo, bravo, because it's really difficult to bring in a new generation on a cartoon that's what, like 50 years old? Because I know Scooby-Doo was around way before we were, because I think like my parents were watching Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
So, it's, but anyway,
way to call
it out. It's very old. So
Jesus.
But anyway, I love it. I thought it was cute. I really think it's going to be an incredible movie for my kids to see. It's going to be a lot of fun. So yeah, good find, Spaniard.
I'm excited for it. I was excited when the trailer launched to view it. I think it's going to be really good. I think this is something that I may see in theaters. Now, let's talk about another trailer, which coincidentally, we've already seen this trailer a while ago, and we talked such shit about it because of the design. But, you know, this is what I love. So before we get to what it is, which I'm sure, you know, big fans will know exactly what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
I just have to say, like, it's one thing to make a huge fucking mistake and then just say, you know what, we don't give two shits. We're just going to roll with it, and we'll just do what we want to do, because we're fucking Hollywood. It's another thing where gamers, one of the most passionate people, groups on the goddamn planet speak
aside
out
from religion. It's like religion, gamers, like immediate second.
Yes.
Gamers are so, so picky about things. So we were talking about this on our podcast when we did talk about this trailer when we first saw it. Don't fuck with games unless you're gonna do it right.
Yes.
Right? So. Yes.
And wow. The gamers spoke, they listened, and I have to say, when they said they were going to actually do a redesign, I did not, in my wildest imagination, think it would ever look this good. It's still not a perfect 100% replica of Sonic the Hedgehog, but goddammit, I'll take it over that audacity, that piece of shit that we had earlier.
Oh, garbage.
Like
trash.
What a huge difference. Huge, Dampa. So it's like
huge.
I watched this trailer so fucking much this morning that I did a reaction video to it because I was just like, I was so blown away. It looks like a whole different movie. Isn't that insane?
Yes.
You change the character and the entire fucking movie, even Robotnik, played by Jim Carrey, looked different. Like, it was just so, I don't even know what the words to say, but just seeing that first 5-10 seconds of him seeing actual Sonic and doing the fucking loop, oh my god, I geeked out. Like, I was like, holy shit, I 100% am going to watch this movie in theaters. Like, there is nothing that's going to stop me because it made me happy to see that they did it right. I love Sonic the Hedgehog, so it meant a lot to me personally that they did it. And I just can't wait to see what's going to come of this. What do you think?
Okay, so here's what I think and what I want, okay? First of all, I saw the trailer and I thought... I love the eyes. I love design of the eyes because I don't know what the hell they were thinking when they designed him in the original trailer.
Oh my god.
I just remember I couldn't even focus. I don't even remember anything about the trailer because it was so badly designed. It didn't even look anything like Sonic. It looked like a really terrible Planet of the Apes version of Sonic. Like, oh, this is terrible. My stomach hurts just looking at it. But yeah, I think that the redesign made a huge difference to the point where I actually want to see the movie now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how much of a fan of something I am. If I see it and it looks like trash, I don't know if I want to see it. Like, well, that's sad. I make one exception. If it's Batman related, I don't give a shit. If it's trash, I'm gonna go see it.
Oh, that's, fuck. That's, yeah, well, yeah. You're gonna be watching that Robert Pattinson Batman then.
Oh, hell yeah, I am. I'm gonna be booing and throwing popcorn the whole time. But I'm gonna sit my fat ass in one of those movie theaters. You better believe. I bleed Batman.
True.
I love it.
True.
So,
this
trailer definitely was a huge improvement for Sonic the Hedgehog, and I think that Jim Carrey is going to fucking kill it because
yes.
He's been away from the screen for a long time, and for him to come back into something like this just gives me hope because it makes... I love his comedy, first of all, like Ace Ventura and fucking Liar Liar and all of his just great comedy, like... Oh my god, he kills me. I can't tell you how many cramps I've had from laughing so hard at Jim. So I can't wait. I really hope that he brings life into that character, Dr. Robotnik, like in a Jim Carrey way, you know? Because in the cartoon, I think you've mentioned this before in a previous episode, like Dr. Robotnik's actually pretty freaking hilarious.
Yes, yes. He's very like diabolical, but he's such a like klutz that everything he does is so humorous, especially like when he creates the robotic creatures and that. So it's really fun to see. Obviously, the biggest difference differential between, you know, the animation to the Jim Carrey is the size, because he's got a very, you know, like, small round thing. Body and tiny skinny legs. Yes. So, well, who knows? We don't know. Maybe they'll redesign him afterwards, because we got a tiny glimpse of the goggles and the crazy hair and stuff like that in the very first trailer we saw. But this one, we didn't see that. So who knows? We'll see where it goes. But I personally, I hope this does well, and this is why, because I want to see Tails and Knuckles in full frame. How awesome is it going to be to see Sonic holding on to Tails with his little propeller tails that he's got, and then Knuckles just being a badass, just busting everything up? Like, I could just...
Knuckles was my favorite.
Yes, it's going to be so cool. I'm happy with the design. I still wish they would have done the connecting eyes that Sonic is, like, very well known for, but I'm very happy still that it's literally a billion times better. I mean, I think everybody can agree on that. It's...
Yeah, again, I'll take it over the trash that he tried to pull us before. I will take it. So, yeah, it's going to be amazing. We have a lot of great stuff to look forward to, and I am excited about that. We didn't have any other trailers that I know of to talk about, but I know that we did want to talk about a little game that came out just a few days ago, Death Stranding.
Oh, so this is like so torn for me, because I'm so tight on time and then also money, you know, so... Funny how those things go hand in hand. But I love Kojima. Kojima is one of my all-time favorite game designers. I love the Metal Gear series. It's literally one of the best series that I've ever played. I absolutely loved it. And this is his first game, you know, that came out. It looks incredible. It's definitely something 100% I will get down the line. Unfortunately, just not right now, because Pokemon beats that. And Pokemon comes out this week. But what I thought was really interesting, and I wanted to see, you know, everyone's take on this, you know, and this could be for a many of games or series, is that this game, everywhere else in Europe, in Japan, China, South America, the reviews are raving, like absolutely raving. They love it. It's so different. Nothing they've ever played before. Original story, creative design, like nothing but brilliance in these reviews. But then you come to the States, America, and it hasn't gotten the best reception. Not everybody, I can say, because I've read some really good reviews, but a lot of people say that it's boring, it's dull, doesn't have, you know, enough action. It's something that they get bored of right away. So my thing is, like, I can't really say why or why not, because, I mean, America, there's all types of, you know, like, you know, people that live here, right? All over the world. So why do you feel that, you know, for this type of game that's doing well everywhere else, right? Ratings are all over the place. It's doing well. People are loving it. It's selling like hotcakes. But here it's not.
Well, here's the thing with that. They didn't really... Nobody knew what the fuck it was about for so long, right? They were just kind of teasing it and teasing it and teasing it. And so they built up this big thing. And here's the thing. When you do that and you don't deliver something big, then you're going to have disappointed people, whether it be just one portion or whatever. But I've seen some of the gameplay, and I'll be honest with you. When I saw the gameplay, it was just a guy running around outside. Like,
True.
You know what I mean? Like, it could be really cool. I don't know, because I'm not the one playing it. But when I was watching other people play it, it kind of looked a little boring, to be honest. But who knows? I can't judge it until I'm the one playing it. But from what I understand, it's doing absolutely incredible everywhere. And, you know, like I said, I think just people might have just fallen for the hype, that kind of situation. Because let's be real, Americans kind of do. They get all hyped up over shit. And, it's just what we do. We're like, oh my god, you know, it's our lives right now.
True. Okay.
I don't know, but will I still buy it? Yeah, I might. I'm not like dead hard on it, but I do want to try to play the game. But right now, I'm kind of sunk into The Last of Us. Mm-hmm, that is That game actually scared the shit out of me. My sister came over on Sunday and we were hanging out and I was telling her, I'm like, I actually had to turn the TV off.
What?
Because I was on my phone scrolling. I was just kind of taking a break and my character was just kind of standing idle and I had my controller on my lap. And I'm just sitting there scrolling through Facebook feed or whatever. And then all of a sudden I hear, rah, 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 rah.
Ooh.
Like, oh. my remote control is vibrating in my lap. I freak out. I throw my remote control. I look up. There's a zombie eating my fucking face. And I'm like, ah! So I got so terrified. I actually like turned off the TV and like went into my room and got in my bed. I was so freaked the fuck out. But I love that game though. It's called, like I said, it's called The Last of Us. I'm trying to play it because I know that the new one's coming out, Last of Us 2, I think it's called. Is it just Last of Us 2?
Last of Us Part 2, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's the girl, right? As she's
correct.
Grown up.
Yep.
Right, so I am so excited. The game is amazing, it's a lot of fun, and my heart is beating so fast when I play it. I hold my breath, guys. I hold my breath when I play this game. I love it. It's so much fun. But anyway, yeah, I just wanted to talk about Death Stranding because that one was released very, very recently, and a lot of people are talking about it. So I just wanted to give you guys our take, I should say.
Yeah, absolutely. I played it way back when it first came out. It is a brilliant game with amazing storytelling. That's what I'll say about it.
Yeah.
All right, so anything else before we wrap up our amazing episode 62? I'm just ready to, I'm not going to lie, people, I'm just ready to watch The Mandalorian.
Well, I'm glad that you're ending it now because honestly, I bad nosebleed. Like, my hand is covered in blood, so I actually have to go,
what
guys.
What the fuck? Oh my God!
I've been sitting here with nosebleed the past
what
so
the
yes.
Fuck. All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening to yet another episode of our Geek Out podcast. Remember, you can follow us on our Facebook at the Geek Out podcast, on our Instagram _ Geek Out podcast, and on our oh God, water.
And on our Instagram at always _ Geek _ Out. Thank you so much for joining us, guys. We love you. Thank you for all your comments and feedback and
yes.
Just everything, all your support as we go through this week after week. We look forward to seeing you next week. I gotta go stuff tissues in my nose. Don't forget to
Geek out. Woo. What the fuck? How in the fuck are you sitting there with a bloody nose? What? It was probably when you slapped yourself in the face like 5 minutes into it.
No, that was way before that happened, you asshole.